yesterday we discussed the sugya a little bit regarding the Kinyan Peres, Kinyan Agudam. It starts off as a Machlokes HaTanoim on Peter on Daf Tzadik Amud Aleph. It's a Machlokes Rav Meir Rav Yehuda. And the same in Gittin, Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. Same Machlokes Rav Meir Rav Yehuda. There the Machlokes is regarding Darshan Ksukim in connection with Stay Achuz and Stay Mikna. And here it's a Machlokes regarding the Din of Yom Yamayim. But Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda are consistent. Rav Meir Lushitasa holds like Rish Lakish, the king in Paris is Rav Meir Lushitasa, and the book holds like Rav Yechanan, the king in Paris is Kikin Rav Gufdami, Bala king in Paris has the Shem Bailer. And Rav Yehuda is Lushitasa, Rav Yechanan passes like him, the Flavi Apsaka correct over here. And here this is the one of the three exceptions to the rule that we pass like Rish Lakish against Rav Yechanan. The Kinyan Peres is Lavki Kinyan Agufdai. It just so happens that we don't pass like either. And Tzadik Amud Aleph, the Gemara comes up with a new story over here. There's a third sheet and a fourth sheet. There's Rav Meir holds Kinyan Peres is Kinyan Agufdami like Rav Yechanan. And Rav Yehuda holds Kinyan Peres Lav Kinyan Aguf Dami, like Rish Lakish. Then in addition, you have Rav Yosi and you have Rav Lezer. Rav Yosi is a Pukim Besafkele, he's Mesukut, whether Kinyan Peres Kinyan Aguf Dami or Lav Kinyan Aguf Dami. Hilkach, it's a Safik Nefashis. If someone kills his Ebet Knaini, and he only has the Kinyan Peres, and he only has the Kinyan Aguf. So according to Rav Yosi, it's a Sveket Adina. So what should you say? It's a Safik Nefashis Lakos, so you don't give the death penalty. Maybe Misafik, he is treated as his Ebed. Maybe he is the Bailam, and it is his Ebed. Therefore, there's a tour of Yom HaYamam. Yeah, there's a famous Rashbam. The Rashbam writes in Baba Basra, who's just Derech Agav. The Rashbam writes, Safik Nefashis Lahakel is based on Xeris HaKosov of the Hitzilah Hu'edo. Rashbam is a grandson of Rashi. So he got it from Rashi. Rashi in Ksubis writes the same. And there's Vav and Aleph, Rashi's right. Safing the Pashas Lokel. Rashbam is in Bava Basu Daf Nun, on this Gemara. Rabbi Yossi says, Sefuk in the Safkele, where the Kinyan Peres Kinyan Aguf Dami, and therefore he holds that the Shneem Yesh Nemedin Yom Yamayim, the Safik, has talked the Pashas Lokel. The Rashbam is there in Bava Basu, and the Rashi is in the first Perek in Ksubis, the end of the first Perek. Rashi writes that Safing the Pashas Lokel is based on a Pasik Vitzilo Eidah. Taisus picks on the Rashbam. And Afnun and Ralph and Bob Basu. Taisus asks on the Rashbam, what do you need a posset for? Misafik. How can you kill a person misafik? You don't need any Xeris Akasa for that. It's a problem. What did Rashi and the Rashbam need a posset for the Hitzilohid? So Rabbi Chanan Wasserman is quoted in Kedek Shurim, the Talmidim wrote over. Rabbi Chanan said that the posset tells you that not only is Safik Nefoshes Lacha, that misafik you don't kill him, but ever there's a Safik, then the Alacha says B'Taras Vadai that you don't kill him. What's an afkamina? Whether the Torah Sofik you don't kill him, or the Torah Svadai? So the Pashta says the afkamina will be, but again, too, come levi the Ravmina. But let's say, Bizman Azeh, someone is Mechal Shabbos, the Mezid, the Shoigeg, and the Idno, the Vasachas, the same time that he's being Mechal Shabbos, he makes a Hezid. So the din is that come levi the Ravmina, even Bizman Azeh, the Prima Godem writes, that come levi the Ravmina applies even Bizman Azeh. Even though there is no Bezin who's administering din in the Pashas, and we're not allowed to administer din in the Foshes, because nobody has any smuchim, and there's no Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash, you're missing all the conditions. Nonetheless, the din still is Tan Lebechizkia. L'chilaktam v'shegig l'meizid. We apply Kamblei v'dirab, even though we know in advance that we're not going to administer the death penalty. He still says Potter. So what would the din be if it's a case of Sufik Nefoshes? So it's a Sufik if the fellow, let's say there's a case in Hilcha Shabbos, that some hold is a malacha derais, and other hold is only anisa derabbanan, or is muta legamra, it's not even a malacha. So would you say, sofik mamayna lakula, since it's a sofik defashis, and maybe he is chayv nisa, so the maisa, we wouldn't give him nisa because sveika lakel, sada defashis lakel, but misofik, you should say, amayt zmachavir olav harayim. So you can't make him pay the money, because maybe misofik, he is chayv nisa, and therefore he should be potter from the money. So that's why Rabbi Chana claims that Rashi and the Rashbam are adding on to what Taisa said. Avad misafik, you can't kill a person. But Rashi and Rashbam added on the Tzilo Edo that it's a Ptur B'Taras Vada, not just B'Taras Safik. No, no. The question is it really so?
Yes. There hasn't been double.
Okay. Today, Mr. Lemberger has your insight, so we should learn Lezecha Nishmas, his father, Rav Lezer, Rav David. I knew him. He's living in the neighborhood. Yep. So the Gemara has, in addition to the two basic shittas, Machlokes HaMeir, Rav Yudah, the Rav Meir holds like Rav Yechanan, the Kinyan Peres Kinyan Aguf, the Rav Yudah holds like Rish Lakish, the Kinyan Peres Lav Kinyan Aguf. That's basically how we paskin. The Gemara quotes in the price another two shittas. So you have Rav Yosef, the Pukim Misaf Kalei, okay. And the Sofik, he says, you don't give Oynish Misa. And Rashi and the Rashbam added on, the Sofik, you don't give Oynish Misa based on a Pasuk, Behitzilahu Eda. Tosis asks in Boba Pasuk, what do you need Behitzilahu Eda? The Kasha is on Rashi, just as it is on Tosis, yes, on the Rashbam, but it's the same Kasha on Rashi and Tzuvis. That's where the Rashbam got it from Rashi. So they suggest the Teruah, maybe the Pasuk is adding on, but it's a Ptur B'Torah Svabit. Okay. Then you have Rav Leizer, and that's the shita that we pass the like. Rav Leizer says, Shneim Einem Adin Yom HaYamai. Special din, Benegeya to Yom HaYamayim, has to be Dafke, Lo Yukam Ki Kaspo, Lo Yukam, we don't take Nekoma. Usually when a person murders somebody else, it says, Nokim Yinokim, Nokim Yinokim means be given Einish Zayin. The only two, we have Arbet Mises Bezin, Skilus Reif Ehergen Chenek. So the Mishnah lists off the only two people that get Saifa, Anshi Yerani Dachas and the Ratzeach, because it says Nokam Yinokim. So here it says, if the person killed his own Eved Kenaini, and he survives Yom HaYamayim, and he dies afterwards, like Rashi says, he dies L'sof Shalashan, dies 3 years later, but the doctor says clearly due to this Hakos, if it wouldn't have been his Eved, so he would be Chayv Nisi, even though he dies 3 years later. If it's his Eved Kenaini, then it says Lo Yukam Ki Kaspahu, you don't give him the Yonish Misa. So Rav Leizer, the Tana Rav Leizer, has a fourth shita, and he says from the Mashmos of Ki Kaspahu, it implies Kaspah HaMiyuchad Lo, has to have the Kinyan Peres with the Kinyan Aguf. Even if you should hold Kinyan Peres Lav Ki Kinyan Aguf Dami, the Bala Kinyan Aguf is the Bailim, but the one who has the Kinyan Peres also has something over here. So the only time you put there is if it's Kaspah HaMiyuchad Lo. You have to have both the Kinyan Peres and the Kinyan Aguf. Shai? And then the Gemara adds on that just like Rav Leizer holds such a drasha kaspah miyuchad lo, so too when you get to the din of shein v'ayin, that the Gemara had a machlokes hatanayim whether if you hold kinyan peres ki kinyan aguf dami, so the bala kinyan peres knocks out to shein v'ayin. So that was two girsas and tesis. According to one girsa, two girsas and tesis on tzadik and meralef, how to read the Gemara and pay tesis on this. So according to one girsa, if you hold kinyan peres is ki kinyan aguf dami, then the eved is yotzei lecheres agdei shein v'yayin if it's knocked out by the bala kinyan peres. And according to the other sheet, that depends on the bala kinyan aguf. Yeah. So the Gemara says, even though that's the way we presented originally, it depends on this machlek kinyan peres kinyan aguf dami, there's room to argue, and let's talk out the Raman paskins. He paskins like Rav Leizer, that by yom hayamayim you're not potter from Misa, lo yukam ki kaspahu is only if he's kaspah hamiyuchad lo, you have the kinyan peres with the kinyan aguf, and the same is true regarding shem v'yayin. The eved is only yotzei lecheres if the one who knocked out the shem v'yayin was the avda hamiyuchad lo. He owns both the kinyan peres and the kinyan aguf. Okay, so anu gzeres hakosav. Normally in kol ha'tarikula we would have taken a stand, either like Rav Meir, like Rav Yudah, either kinyan peres, kinyan aguf, no lo, either he's the bailam. Here there's a Gzeres HaKosav, Rav Leizer comes in with a new din. It has to be Kaspam Yuchad Lo, different from Kala Terkul. Okay, that's the Maskanas HaGemar. That here we paskan like neither, based on this Gzeres HaKosav. But basically, in Kala Terkul and in other areas, we don't have a special Gzeres HaKosav of Kaspam Yuchad Lo, Abdam Yuchad Lo, then the Psak HaLoche is like Rav Yudah, and that corresponds to Rish Lokish, the Kinyan Peris is Lav Ki Kinyan Avukta. That's why there's a Peledik comment made by the Maharital Ghazi. Maharital Ghazi lived in the 1700s, and he has a pilpul sefer on Pcheres. We have Piske Harif, Piske Haramban on Pcheres, and you have the Maharital Ghazi has pilpulim on the side. The people along Pcheres just in order to learn the Maharital Ghazi. Maharital Ghazi has separate sefer. So a lot of people learn Masechet Chayes just in order to be able to see what the Maharital Ghazi has. Fantastic Chidush Asfardi, but he has a lot of very not Svardish style. It's not the classical Svardish style. It's a very Ashkenazic Tilpulim. So in the beginning of the second parak, first half of the second parak of Chayes, the Gemara talks about a Jewish farmer selling his behemah hamavakeres. It's about to give birth, and he's afraid. It's Bizman Hazeh after the Churban HaBayis, and he can't be makriv on the Mizbech if it turns out to be a Zohar. So what's he going to do? He has to wait till he gets a mum. He's not allowed to make a mum be a dai. It can take forever and ever to get a mum. So what's he going to do? So the Mishnah recommends that you should sell the Behema HaMavakeres to the Novi. So that's the original Mechiras Chometz. The original Mechiras Chometz that was developed in the 1700s. The Maisa Mechiras Chometz says in the Tosefta. Tosefta Mesachim talks a person is traveling on a boat and he has all the food with him. It's not catered with a kosher caterer. He has to have a sack full of food that's going to last them for the whole trip. And the trip is going to take forever. Because it's a boat. Bayam and Bahem is Manahu. So he has all of his food. Half of the food is Chometz. Half of the food is Kosher Pesach. So what does he do when it comes Pesach? He's going to throw it out in the ocean. He won't have any food to eat after Pesach is over. He has another 3 months to travel. He's going to America. So the Tosefta says, the Jew is stuck on the boat. Let him sell it to one of the goyim on the boat. And after Pesach, he'll buy it back. So that's the Mechiras Chometz as described in the days of the Tanoim. Someone going on a boat. But if a person lives at home, why should he sell his chametz? Let him throw everything out. Let him burn everything. So the practice that we have now, Mechiras Chometz, that was developed in the 1800s, late 1700s, 1800s. Everybody does the Mechiras Chometz. The standard form of Mechiras Chometz is based on Mechiras Behema HaMavakeres. That was worked out by the Rishonim. So they worked out the whole system that you make six kinyan. Each kinyan has a question whether it's valid or not. So if you make kinyan A, B, C, D, you make six kinyan, and even though there are pukkim on each one, but there's nobody who holds all the six kinyan, don't worry. So that's the kinyan, Mechiras Chometz, was worked out based on the kinyan of Behema HaMavakeres. So the discussion of selling Behema HaMavakeres from the Jew to the Nochri appears the first daf in the second parak in Chorus. So the Marit Al-Ghazi goes to town on that Gemara. He has a long discussion. So part of his discussion runs as follows. There is a machlekes Rashi and Tosfos in the end of Bogan Betziah, Daf Kuf Beis, where the Gemara says, Chatzer Shalodam, Kono Lo Shalom Midaitai. Chatzer is kind of, even if I'm not even aware that something fell in. If the thing fell in, I'm never going to find it. Something fell in, something is in my rishus, and it's so well hidden, I'm never going to find it. I remember there was a balabas in Tannersville. He had a home in Tannersville. And then his neighbor died. His neighbor was also Shem Shabbos. His neighbor was an old man, all by himself. So he died. So this balabas was afraid that the children of the neighbor, who are not religious, are going to sell this home to some shikar goy, and he's going to have noise. So he bought the home, just a wealthy businessman in real estate. He bought the home just in order that no one should bother him. He never looked in, never walked in. It was all junk. He walked in, it's all junk. The man who died only had junk. And then after a couple of years, he figured, what do I need it for? So he sold the home to someone else. The other guy came into the home. And as he was throwing out all the junk, he found that there's $100,000 in cash in the mattress. In the mattress. Not this Meshuggah bed, this recluse. He was a Shem Shabbos Jew. He came to shul. He stayed home all the time. Not that he was sick. He stayed home all the time. So he had over $100,000 in cash in his mattress. So the shaila is, when the first balabas bought the home, was he kind of with a kinyan chatzer? So the answer, Tosis writes in Bava Metzia, the answer is no. It's in Shulchan Aruch. Chatzer shalom kana lo shalom midaita. It's kind of anything that he stands a chance of finding. But how would it ever occur to him to go rip open the mattress? An old shmata mattress. Something he would have thrown it out. It's unusual that the guy whom he sold it to decided to rip open the mattress and to see what was doing over there. And he found all the cash. But the pashat is, chatzar is only kaina, that's what Taisa points out. Chatzar is only kaina if it's something that you probably would have found. But it's something you would never find. Huh? The one who died. Yeah. But they sold everything to him. They sold him the apartment with all the junk inside. I mean, that was a Mechira B'toys. That was a Mekach B'toys. Okay. The pastor, he paid less than $100,000 for the shack. Yeah. Okay. So it should really belong to the Yerushim. It shouldn't belong to him at all. Good. So there's a din chatzah shalom and kind of lo yishalom idaita. Shaila over there, whether that's deraisa, the rabban kinyan chatzah is a kinyan deraisa. The shaila is chatzah shalom and kind of shalom idaita. Is that deraisa? Is that the rabban? So there's a collector's item, there's a sheet of mukubetz, is there, but Mitzvah and Daf Kubbe, he says that it's only with the rabban. That din is only with the rabban. The Pashto says that it's deraisa. The Pashto chatzah shalom karan shalom idaita. I don't know which Rishon disagrees, but the Pashto is not like the Shita Mikubetzes. Pashto says the chatzah shalom and chatzah is kaina. The Gemara has two psukim, pasuk by the get and the pasuk by the ganet. We had in Perek Meruba. And the Pashto that's also an atur. So there on that daf and Bava Metzia Kul Beis, there's a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos how to read the Gemara. The same machlokes the Rambam and the Raita. So the Marit Al Gazi focuses in on the Rambam and the Raita. It doesn't quote Rashi and Tosfos. Machlokes are showing him if a dovah shel hefker falls into a chotzer haschura l'acher. I rented a lot. Let's say there's a parking lot. I rented the whole parking lot from someone else. And a dovah shel hefker falls into the lot. Let's say there's a golden bird that lays golden eggs. And the golden bird happens to be flying over this lot and it lays an egg. And the golden egg falls into the lot. And the lot has walls around it. It's a chotzer hamishtameres. A chotzer hamishtameres is kind of for the bala chotzer. So who's considered the bala chotzer? The landlord or the tenant? So that's a machlekes Rashi and Tosfos and a machlekes the Rambam and the Raita. The Gemara says, Beferish, let's say the husband wants to give his wife a get and she's not here. So he said, Mishnayis have cases in get, and the husband rents a room in his home to his wife and then he puts the get in that room. So it says, Beferish, that's good. That's because it's not a dovah shel hefker, that's because there's a das acheres makna. So basically the chotzer can be teifis either for the landlord or for the tenant. So if there's a das acheres makna for the landlord, so the landlord is kind of das acheres makna for the tenant, so the tenant is kind of, what if it's a dovah shel hefker, there's no das acheres makna singling out to whom the kinyan should function. So that's a machlekes the Rambam and the Raita, well, it's kind of for the landlord, kind of for the tenant. So the Marit Al Gazi wants to give pilpul, so he says, what's the nekudas ha-machlekes? This is it, but the kinyan peres ki kinyan aguf dami, the kinyan peres lav ki kinyan aguf dami. That's the machlekes. We know it's not correct. What do you mean? The machlekes, the Rambam and the Raita, what do you pass like Rav Yechon, like Rish Lakish? What are you talking about? The Gemara had a machlekes amei Rav Yehuda, alach Rav Yehuda, kinyan peres lav ki kinyan aguf dami. We know the din is like Rav Yehuda. We happen not to pass them like either Rav Meir or Rav Yehuda, because they quote the third and the fourth Tana, Rav Yosi and Rav Lezer, and halacha over here happens to be like Rav Lezer. I don't know why. The Gemara says the halacha is like Rav Lezer over here. Then you need dafke kaspa hamiyuchad lo nuzeres hakasim. Ina abda hamiyuchad lo. Why all of a sudden she passed like Rav Lezer? Usually Rav Lezer shamut to you. We rarely pass like Rav Lezer, but somehow over here it's assumed that the din is like Rav Lezer. But in principle, we really pass on like Rav Yehuda. The kinya peris is lav ki kinya aguf dami. That's the Gemara. In the machlokes Rav Yechon Rish Lakish, we pass like Rish Lakish over here. So first of all, how can he say that that's the machlokes the Rambam and the Raita, but the kinya peris kinya aguf dami? It's dead wrong. Secondly, it's mamish wrong for another reason. When the landlord rents property to somebody else, the tenant doesn't even have a kinyan peres. He has a schus tashmish. That's not the same as a kinyan peres. That's a machlokes. That's a discussion in Avodah Zarah Daf Tezvav Amud Aleph. The Gemara has a discussion of three issues. B'nishim achas. There are three dinim that depend on this nekudah. One issue is there's a pasuk in Chumash that says Lo Sabi Sa'eva El Beisecha. That's in Dvarim Chapter Zion. Voice Chanan. Ta'eba refers to a dovah shel avodah zarah. So let's say if I have goyish workers coming into my home on Chol HaMoed Pesach to do something, I don't know. So a goy comes into my home and he has a chametz digah sandwich with him. I don't have to ask him, please leave the sandwich outside. It's not my problem. Chair means nachri. If the chametz belongs to nachri, there's no problem. I can invite the nachri into my home. And there's no problem that he has chametz. But if the nachri has an avodah zarah with him, not a religious article, he has a tzelem, he has a yoizel or something, he has a prayer book in his pocket, no, he has a thing that he deifies, that he worships as a deity, that he believes that that's a deity, so that's called a ta'eva. An avodah zarah that's also by now is called a ta'eva. So that's an iser. I'm not permitted to have the nachri come into my home with his avodah zarah. I have to ask him, please leave the avodah zarah outside. That's a pasuk. So the Gemara has a shaila. The Mishnah says you're not permitted to rent a home to a nochri. if it's a Nachri who worships Avodah Zarah sometimes, so the landlord who's Jewish will be in violation of Losavi Seyed El Meisecho if his non-Jewish tenant will bring in an Avodah Zarah into the apartment. So the Gemara raises the question, why is that the violation of the landlord? If the tenant is going to, if the lease begins from June 1st, and the Nachri is going to bring in the Avodah Zarah before June 1st, so then if the landlord's violation, it's his apartment, the Nachri is bringing Avodah Zarah into my apartment. But if the Nachri is not going to move in with the Avodah Zarah until after the lease begins, so the apartment is rented to the Nachri. So it's based on Shalah Nachri, it's not based on Shalah Jew, Shalah Yisrael. So why is the landlord in violation of Lo Sabe Yisrael or Beisecha? And it's a Mishnah. The Mishnah doesn't seem to imply because he's going to bring in the Avodah Zarah before the lease begins. You're going to bring in the Avodah Zarah after the lease begins, and it's still prohibited. So the Gemara says, is a Raya that Schiris Lo Kanya. When you rent an apartment, it's not called Beis HaShel a tenant, it's called Beis HaShel a landlord. That's one din. The Gemara has another two dinim that depend on this. The second din is that Behemas Koyin is permitted to eat truma. That's a pasuk in Chumash. Koyin ki yikne nefesh kinyan kaspo. If the Koyin buys a behemah, so the behemah is allowed to eat. Also included in kinyan kaspo is a nebuchadnezzar. Also including kinyan kaspo is your wife. Okay. Ishta arusa. When you do everything, so it's already kinyan kaspo, the Gemara says. Ishta nesua. Rashi says on Chumash based on a Rashi writes on Kiddushin based on a different pasuk called Torah Beis Chayochal Kodesh, but Ishto Arusa is all based on this pasuk Koyin Kikni Nefesh Kini Kaspa. So Behemas Koyin is permitted to eat the truma. So what if I rent out? Now we have places where they lease out automobiles. They rent out automobiles to other people. What they do before they invented automobiles? They used to rent out behemas. So there's a maskir. And the Secher. So let's say the Maskev is a coin and the Secher is not a coin. Or the Maskev is a Yisrael and the Secher is a coin. So what determines whether it's called Behemas Koyin with respect to the permissibility or the impermissibility of feeding the Behema Truma? How do you determine? Does it depend on the Maskev or does it depend on the Secher? So first we were talking about renting Karka, renting an apartment. So the Gemara says based on a Mishnah that's Chiris Lo Kanya. That by when you rent an apartment, it's not considered Beis HaShel HaTenant, it's considered Beis HaShel HaLandlord. So the Gemara says the same over here. Since the din is that Sfiris Lo Kanya applies equally to Metalpilim as it does originally to Karka, the original Mishnah is by Karka. So this is also a Mishnah and Trumas. So this Mishnah and Trumas says that it all depends on the owner of the behemoth. It doesn't depend on the one who rented the behemoth. Because Sfiris Lo Kanya. Then the Gemara has a third case, which is a discussion that's no Tanoim. You don't have a Mishnah or a Braisa or anything. You just have the Gemara has a discussion, a 20-line discussion on Avodah Zarah Tezvavim and Aleph. There is a din of Shvisas Behemto. I'm not allowed to have my animal carry a burden on Shabbos, do some halacha on Shabbos. The animal is going to graze in the fields. The Tosfos and Shabbos quotes in Mechilta, that's okay. I'm not allowed to cut off grass. That's a malacha deraisa of kosher. But if the animal grazes and it eats off the grass, that's not a malacha of shvisas behemta. That's okay. That's niyocha. The animal enjoys that. That's okay. But if I put heavy burdens, someone puts heavy bundles on my behemah and has it in, not only mechama. Mechama means if I'm mechama acha behemta of Shabbos. Even if I'm not mechama, someone else puts... I give someone permission to use my behemoth. I'm not using it. So he's going to put a heavy burden on, have the behemoth carry it across the street. So that's a violation of the landlord. That's of the owner, the one who owns the behemoth. Even though the one who put the package on the behemoth is an achri. I'm not even getting paid. He said he wants to borrow my behemoth as a taiva. So it's my violation of Shvisa's behemoth. There are two different prohibitions. One is mechamer, acha behemoth b'shabbos, if I make the behemoth carry a bundle. And one is Shvisa's behemoth, even if the other person is doing it, the achri is doing it on his own. It's the owner's violation of Shvisas Behemta. So the Gemara raises the question, what if I rented out the behemoth, I leased out the behemoth to somebody else, and he has a farm, and he's going to have the behemoth plow, he's going to have the behemoth do malacha on Shabbos. So the Gemara has this shaila, is that my violation of Shvisas Behemta? Or should I say, no, since he rented it, so it's behemto shala tenet. So the Gemara says, well, since we've established based on the din of Lasavi Seva Beisecho, with respect to bringing in the Avodah Zarah and the Mishnah and Trumas, with respect to feeding the Behemas Koyin Truma, Does it depend on the one who leases it out? Does it depend on the owner? Does it depend on the one who leased it? So we said in both cases it depends on the real owner. So the same is true over here. We're going to get to the din of Shvisas Behemta B'Shabbos. The fact that he rented it out to someone else is Chiras Lokanya, and it's a violation of the true owner of the behemoth. That's what the Gemara says, Chiras Lokanya. So what does that Loshen mean, Chiras Lokanya? So the Yosamech explains, based on a thesis later, we'll soon explain what thesis said. Yosamech says, based on a thesis, there's a long thesis on Chof, Aleph, Amman, Aleph, going over to Amid Beis. Thesis raises the issue that in France, in Germany, the practice was there were Jews who were in real estate, and they would rent a Nachrim, and the Nachrim really used to worship Getchkes, they worshipped real totem poles, real Avodah Zarah. And they would bring in the Avodah Zarah. They would bring it in holiday season, they would bring it in when a baby was born, they would bring it in when somebody died, they would bring to do some religious ritual. They would bring in the Avodah Zarah. Most of the time the Avodah Zarah was in church. And once in a while they would bring it in into their homes. So the Bali Atai says, but this is a common practice. Everybody does it. The Jews had real estate, would rent it out to a Nachri, knowing in advance they're going to bring in Avodah Zarah. So how are they all in violation of the din in the Mishnah? That's what Taisus asks. So Taisus gives a few suggestions. So the suggestion that's quoted by the Shach, Halacha Lamais, in Yeredeya is that only Bizman HaGemara do we say Schiras Lokanya, and Bizman HaZai we say Schiras Kanya. What does it mean Schiras Lokanya? So that's what the Yosameach explains a little more. The Yosameach is in Hilchas Retzeach. When the Rambam quotes the din of Yom HaYomayim, the Rambam happens to pass like Rav Lezer. Not like Rav Meir, not like Rav Yudit. He doesn't take a stand at all on Ken Yiperis, Ken Yiraguf. He passes like Rav Lezer, you have to have Abda HaMiyuchad Lo. And the Rambam there writes a Chiddush. He says, what's Pshat in Rav Lezer? The Rambam writes his famous comment in Hilchas Retzeach. He says, I think he writes to Yeroy Lee. He thinks that, what kind of a din is this? That the Odom shoots his Eved, he takes a gun, he shoots the Eved 90 over here, and because the doctors have the ability to keep him alive for 25 hours, so the Odom is put. What kind of business is that? But the Rambam says, the Pasuk doesn't go in such a case. The Odom is a miserable murderer, and he shoots him like this. The Rambam says, we pass him like Reb Lezer, it has to be Abda HaMiyuchad Lo. You have to have Kinyan Peres with the Kinyan Abu. So he says he thinks the according to Rav Lezer, the only time the din applies Yom HaYamayim is if the Yodin is asking the Eved to do some malacha for him, and the Eved is a stubborn Eved. He doesn't want to. He's an independent Eved. He doesn't want to work. So the Yodin hits him and he says, "But you're my Eved. You're mechuyev to work for me. The din of the Mafusa requires." This is before Lincoln freed the slaves. So he's mechuyev to work for the Yodin. So the Eved says, "I don't want to work. I don't want to work." So the Yodin has a right to force him to work. So he's hitting him. And he keeps on hitting him, and then he just, and then the witnesses are there, they say, don't, you're going to kill him. He says, I'm not going to kill him. I want him to do the work. And the Eved is obstinate, he doesn't want to do. In such a case, if he judged wrong, and then the witnesses say to him, don't hit him, you're going to kill him. And he says, I don't care if I kill him. He's such a miserable, I don't care. And then he hit him too much, but the whole thing started in the line, the whole thing started because he asked the Eved to do some malacha for him. Polish his shoes, that they clean the toilet out. He said that not lefich loyda. He doesn't do that kind of. He only washes dishes or windows or whatever. He doesn't do that kind of stuff. So since it started that the Eved refused to do service, he says then there's a din of Yom HaYamayim. But Stami holds a gun like this from nowhere. Holds a gun and he shoots him in the brain, and then he happens to survive for 25 hours. The Rambam says he thinks in such a case there's no din of Yom HaYamayim. That's because the Rambam pasuk was like Rav Lezer. You need Abda HaMiyuchad Lo. According to one opinion in the Gemara, the one who has the Kinyan Aguf, who shoots him and he kills him, he's Potter, if he's Yom HaYamayim. He didn't have the right to ask him to do any malach. He doesn't have the Kinyan Peres, he only has the Kinyan Aguf. So one time it's clearly not like the Rambam. So the Rambam is only saying such an interpretation in the Pasuk, based on Rav Lezer, based on the fact that he passed like Rav Lezer, that you need Abda HaMiyuchad Lo. So that's the Rambam in Hilchos Retzeach, in Perek Beis in Hilchos Retzeach, when he writes about the... when he writes about the din of Yom HaYamayim. So there's an Arsamech and that Rambam, where he discusses, can you perish, can you nabuch? So the Arsamech explains what Tesis is driving at here. What was the heter that the Balia Tesis relied on? That they used to, the common practice, the Balabatim in Europe, in the days of the Balia Tesis, used to rent out an apartment to a Nochri, knowing in advance the Nochri is going to be Machus Latecha V'Dizar V'Vadois, and the Mishnah says it's not allowed, and the Jews all did it. So Tesis says, that the Gemara said that on Tezvavim and Aleph that the Yisr is based on the assumption that Schiris lo kanya. What does it mean, Schiris lo kanya? When you rent an apartment or you rent a behemoth, either. When you rent a karka on the Talpulim to someone else who's leasing it, you're not even giving him a kinyan peris. You're only giving him a schusei tashmish. He doesn't even have lo kanya. There isn't even a kinyan peris. There isn't even a kinyan peris. So Taisa says that was only bisman haGemara because they used to follow din of the Gemara. Bisman haGemara. What's a din of the Gemara? So Taisa quotes a Gemara from Baba Metzia. Let's say my landlord rented me the apartment. And my landlord is a nice Shema Shabbos, nice man, very nice man. No one would wish anything bad for him. So what happens if Chalila, his house burns down, and he has nowhere to live? So Medina de Gemara, he can ask me to leave the apartment because it's understood that he only rents me the apartment because he doesn't need it. But if his house burned down, his wife just had a 15th baby, and he doesn't have enough room in the house, he has a lot of children, he doesn't have enough room in the house for all these babies, so then he can ask me to leave? That's what it's Medina de Gemara. So Tosa says, you see, that Bizman HaGemara, because they follow Dina de Gemara, that there are cases where the landlord can force the tenant to leave, even though the tenant is not violating any conditions of the lease. So that was the assumption, Bizman HaGemara, when you rent karka to a tenant, you're not even giving him a kinyan peris. You're only giving him schusei tashmish. So within reason, schusei tashmish within reason. Oh, but Bizman HaZeh, Tosa says, we all follow Dina de Malchusa. And the din of the machus in France and Germany and Bisman Hazeh in America certainly is that if the landlord's house burns down, Chalila, he can't ask me to leave unless he wrote it into the lease. But if he didn't write it into the lease, it's self understood that that's his problem. That's not my problem. So Tosfos says, Bisman Hazeh, we would say that's Chiris Kanya. Once you say, what does it mean Chiris Kanya? When you rent an apartment to a tenant, you're giving him a Kenyan Paris. So once you give him a Kenyan Paris, then the Gemara implied on Tezvavim and Aleph that there's no prohibition of Lo Savi Seba Vesecha violated by the landlord. Then it's the issue of the tenant. Who the tenant is an offering? So it's not the landlord's problem. So Tosfos gave a few suggestions why it should be Mutter. Why there's no Issa Lo Savi Seba Vesecha. The Shachan Yerudeya thinks that this is the main Tom, that we pass on like this. Tosfos quotes it, the Tosfos that starts on Chaf Aleph and Aleph, going over to Amid Beis. One suggestion Tosfos gives is that first they suggest that maybe the whole din only applies in Eretz Yisrael. Because Lo Savi Seba El Beisecha, Beisecha is only in Eretz Yisrael. Chutzlos is not called Beisecha. The Jews don't really belong in Chutzlos. Our home is really in Eretz Yisrael. So then Tosfos says, how can you say like that? So the Chiyuv Mezuzah is only going to be Midirabban on the Chutzlos. So Tzavta Mamezuz Beisecha. Yisharecha is going to say Beisecha only means Eretz Yisrael because that's our real home. So the Chiyuv Mezuzah and Chutzlos is going to be Midirabban. Never heard of such a thing. Chiyuv Mezuzah is Menater. So the Pashtus is that Bala Tosfos didn't mean the way I just presented it. Tosfos sets them up and then they knock them down. Tosfos sets them up that the Bala Tosfos originally said that Kula. Our home is really in Eretz Yisrael. We don't belong in Chutzlot. Our real home is in Eretz Yisrael. So if that's the pshat, that's why it's not called Beisecha. So then mezuzah should only be menater in Eretz Yisrael. Same lashon. The Pashtus is that the first Bala Tosfos didn't mean that. He meant a different thing. There is a din in Eretz Yisrael. Abeit Abdun Eskalam Karmis Hashirav Dusham Agayim Esalehim Al Haharim etc. So the Gemara says Abeit Abdun Ekeifa Lashon. In Chutzlortz is also a mitzvah bir Avodah Zarah. If a Jew buys a home and he finds Avodah Zarah there, he should destroy it. If there's a Jewish community with a non-Ochrim, Muncie, Monroe, whatever, square town, the Jewish community, the non-Ochrim are around, and there happens to be a Dovish Avodah Zarah there, it's an obligation to do bir Avodah Zarah in Chutzlortz as well. Bir Avodah Zarah is not for the mitzvah Satuiz Barz. It's not Bein Barz, Bein Chutzlortz. But there's a special ribui, Abeiti Abdun, you have to be tzorch l'sharish achareho. In Eretz Yisrael, you have to search for the Avodah Zarah. Chutz l'oretz, when it's bol yotcha, when you are aware that there is Avodah Zarah and it's tachas yotcha, but then you have an obligation to destroy it. In Eretz Yisrael, even if you don't have shlita, there's an obligation to go out of your way to get shlita, to go search out the Avodah Zarah and to destroy it. So that's the Pashtus what Tosfos is suggesting over here. That the whole mitzvah of Lasavi Seib El Beisecha only applies in Eretz Yisrael, where the mitzvah of Bir Avodah Zarah is more chomer than it is in Chutz Lortz. The general mitzvah bir rabbi nizar applies equally eretz and chutz lav. Here's another din abed ti abdun abed rachakat ti abdun. You're not allowed to even let anybody walk into your home with avodah zarah, even though it's only temporarily. He's going to leave in another 5 minutes. I have no shlita over the avodah zarah. If I'll destroy his getchke, the worker is going to come in with an avodah zarah that he worships, that he deifies. If I'm going to destroy his avodah zarah, he'll shoot me. So I don't have tikach nefesh is deicha. So I don't have a mitzvah to go destroy avodah zarah if it's going to cause me sakar. But I can still ask him, please don't bring the avodah zarah into my home. So that's what the first Bala Tais meant. That's why it's not a kasha from mezuzah. It's not that the first Bala Tais meant to say that the word Beisecho always means Eretz Yisrael because of a Zionistic pitch, that we all belong in Eretz Yisrael, we don't belong here, and our home is really in Eretz Yisrael. No, then they got a kasha from mezuzah. So mezuzah should only be Midr Rabbanim Chutzlaz. We never heard of such a thing. So Mustama, the first Bala Tais meant a different word. Bir Rabbi Dizar in Eretz Yisrael is Mohammed and Nizel Chutzlaz. It's Gemaris over here in Rabbi Dizar. So that's why he limits the Pasuk. But bottom line, that's not the accepted opinion. The accepted opinion is the Shach writes in Hilchas Avodah Zarah, the second Chelek Yeridin. What Tosis quotes from Rabbein Elchanan. We have the Rabbein Elchanan. We have the Tosis Rabbein Elchanan. Rabbein Elchanan is the son of the Ri. It is killed by the Crusades, killed by Kiddush Hashem. So we have the Tosis Rabbein Elchanan for the first half of Avodah Zarah, till around Lamed Hei. And all of the Taisis, and basically all the Taisis are based on the Rabbein Elchanan. So we have it more Bahar Chobah there. The Rosh has it more Bahar Chobah. You have it in the original Rabbein Elchanan. The Yor Samech didn't have a Rabbein Elchanan, but he explains it very well. He explains exactly like it says in Rabbein Elchanan, that the Bizman Agimoris, Kinyas Lokanya, that you didn't even have Kinyan Paris when you rent a house. All you have is Chusei Tashmish. But Bizman Azeh that we all follow, Din and the Mahusa. So we assume there is a Kenyan Paris. There is a Kenyan Paris. Then we say Schiris Kanya. Schiris Kanya, then it's not a violation on the part of the landlord to rent to the Nochri. He's not in violation of Losavisei Velvisa.
According to that
Balakosis,
so why wouldn't it sounds redundant that if I have a mitzvah of a Beit Habdun, and isn't it obvious that if I have a Beit Habdun, then also.
So that's what I explained. A Beit Habdun is when there's no Sakonis Nefesh. So you don't have to put your life in danger. We're going to go bomb the mosque on the Harbayas, there'll be a world war. And they'll kill some Jews. So even if there's a sex faker that they may kill one Jewish life, there's no mitzvah to destroy the Avodah Zarah. But Kibush Eretz Yisrael maybe, yeah. Kibush Eretz Yisrael is a mitzvah to do a Muhammad. Muhammad, by definition, people lose their lives. But the government is not prepared to do that Kibush. But let's say a private Nachri has an Avodah Zarah, so if I'll destroy his Avodah Zarah, he may shoot me, he may kill me. So I'm not b'chayiv to. But I can still ask him, please don't bring the Avodah Zarah into my home. See, I find it very offensive. So that's why the first Bala Taisis restricts the din of Masevisei Ba'osecha only to Eretz Yisrael. But we follow the second opinion of Taisis. So that's what Rav Lezer Shach writes in his Sefer on the Rambam. Usually he has Biurim on the Rambam. Here he just has a comment, Halacha L'maisa, that Taisis has Bekama Mekaimis two opinions regarding putting a mezuzah on a rented apartment, whether it's Min HaTorah or the Rabbanim. So because the Gemara has a din that if you own a house, if you live in a house that you own, then you have to put a mezuzah from day number one. If you build a house, then you have to put up a mezuzah even before you move in. If you build the house, that's a price. But in Maseches mezuzah, let's quote in Shulchan Aruch. But if I buy a house, so I'm chayav to put the mezuzah the first day that I move in. If you rent a house, you have 30 days to put the mezuzah. What is that 30-day grace period based on? So Tosfos has two opinions. So the first opinion of Tosfos is that mezuzah on a rented apartment is a chiyuv min haTorah. And the 30 days is because the Gemara says you only chayav a mezuzah if it's a diras keva. If it's a diras haroi, not chayav a mezuzah. See, if the house belongs to me and I live there, then it's a diras keva. If the house belongs to me and I don't live there, so it's a chayav a sador. I'm not chayav a mezuzah. If a landlord has a house and he rents out all the apartments, so he's not mechuyav to put mezuzahs. The tenants are mechuyav to put mezuzahs. He's not being mishtamish in the apartment. If I have a house and if I own a house and I live in it, that's a diras keva. When I move in the first day, that's a diras keva. If I rent an apartment and I live there, so Taisha suggests maybe it's not called a diras keva till after 30 days. That's the first opinion in Taisha. That the chiyuv mezuzah on a bayis hasocher is a din deraisa. And the Yeridei, the accepted opinion is that the Chiyuv Mezuzah is only Midi Rabbanan. And Tosfos quotes a Hechacha from the Gemara. That's what the Avni Nezer gets so excited about, that Hechacha. Tosfos, he says, that's how we paskin. That's what he says in Yeridei. Mezuzah on a rented apartment is only Midi Rabbanan. He says, that's how we paskin like that opinion, because this Hechacha that Tosfos brought is a Raya Shein Alei Atshuva. This he can't budge. What's the Raya? The Gemara says in Perek of Leza de Milo, Leza says, if the baby boy is born on Shabbos, he performed the bris next Shabbos. Mila Bizman is Decha Shabbos, Decha Yontif, Decha Yom Kippur, if it's a Mila Bizman. So what about the Machshirei Mila? Are you permitted to be Michal Shabbos to carry the knife, or to carry the baby, or to sharpen the knife, or to do other things? So we paskin against Rav Leza. Rav Leza's opinion is, not only is Mila Decha Shabbos, Machshirei Mila, also Decha Shabbos. We paskin like Rabbi Akiva against Rabbi Blazer. Rabbi Akiva was a Talmud of Rabbi Blazer, Rabbi Shah. He passed like a Rabbi Akiva that the Machshirim Shef Shalasas Mubal Yom and not Decha Shabbos. So then the Gemara has a whole discussion of Rabbi Blazer. We know we don't pass like Rabbi Blazer. The Gemara has a whole discussion. Rabbi Blazer holds not only Machshirim Mila Decha Shabbos, even Machshirim, let's say, Karbonis that you mark on Shabbos, also Machshirim Karbonis at Decha Shabbos. Meet him with something. You're allowed to sharpen a knife, you're allowed to carry a knife, you're allowed to manufacture a knife. Machshirin of Karban is Decha Shabbos. Then the Gemara says, you're allowed to bake the Shtei Lechem on Shabbos. You're allowed to, the Lechem Aponim, allowed to bake the Lechem Aponim on Shabbos. By Yosef Dovah Poshi, you bake on Friday. The Mishnah like that. The Blazer holds you're allowed to bake on Shabbos. He holds that on Shavuos, you're permitted to bake the Lechem Aponim, the Shtei Lechem, on Shavuos. We pass you're not even allowed to bake on Shavuos. Even though you're going to eat it on Shavuos, you're going to bring the Shtei Lechem on Shavuos, the Karim, you're going to eat it on Shavuos. Because lachem lo lagavo, who about the yosel lachem, lachem lo lagavoya? Because the ikir taklas of baking is in order to bring the carbon. It's not that you're baking it because that's the way the kohanim enjoy eating it. The halacha requires that's the way you makrib the carbon. So we paskin that the afiyasa is not decha yontif, and he holds that the afiyah of the lechem aponim is even decha shabbos. Everything is okay. There's a din mit the rabbanon. You're not allowed to shake a lulav on the first, even though the first day sukkah is deraisa. You're not allowed to shake a lulav if the first day is there, right? Any day of Sukkot that falls out on Shabbos, Zera de Rabbi Shem Yavarena Dalaramis Bishusarab. But in Atari, you do shake a lulav. So Rabbi Blazer's opinion is that if you forgot to detach the lulav and the esek from the tree, you're permitted to be Michal Shabbos. When the first day Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos, you're permitted to be Michal Shabbos to do it. Rosh Hashanah falls out on Shabbos, so there's a Zera de Rabbanon that you're not allowed to blow shofar when Rosh Hashanah Chol is B'Shabbos. But Mideraisa, you do blow shofar. So what if the fellow doesn't have a shofar? So he's allowed to take a knife and cut off a horn from an animal, or if it's necessary, to shech the animal on Shabbos, and take the horn and clean it out, and be misakin mona, and cook it, and bake it, and whatever you have to do, polish it up in order to make it into a shofar. He's allowed to be mechal Shabbos with malachas deraisa in order to prepare a lulav. So Rabbi Blazer says everything goes, even though lulav and shofar are not, there is no malacha that's there for Shabbos. Bris Mila is Decha Shabbos. Bris Mila is a Malacha. Hakrabas Karbanah is Tvidim and Mesafim is a Malacha and it's Decha Shabbos. So there I understand better. Not only does he hold that the Etzem Mila is Decha Shabbos, even Machshirim is also Decha Shabbos. The Gemara has Brises. The Rabbi Blazer says even for Lulav and Esrig and even for Shofar, the Machshirim are all Decha Shabbos, even though the actual mitzvah itself is not Decha Shabbos. There is no Malacha there. He holds that everything goes. So then the Gemara restricts it. Lelakolom Rabbi Blazer. There's a little limitation. What's the limitation? So the Gemara says, tzitzis and mezuzah. You're not allowed to tie, if you have a four-cornered garment, you're not allowed to tie tzitzis on Shabbos. Melech is kosher. Not allowed to shear off the wool and make it into threads and make it into strings and tie. You're not allowed to do that. And mezuzah, a guy's living in a house and he doesn't have a mezuzah, so he's going to shecht an animal and take the hide and make it into parchment. That'll take a few days. Can't do that on Shabbos. Let's say he has the parchment, he's going to write the mezuzah. Or he's going to nail on, the mezuzah is written ready, he's going to bang nails into the door, he's going to hang up the mezuzah on Shabbos. So that thing, Mara says, no. Lo lakolam Rav Blazer. Rav Blazer is made by tzitzis and by mezuzah that the machshirin is not Decha Shabbos. Why? Manashtana, what's the difference between mezuzah and tzitzis and everything else?
Not the mitzvah that day,
only.
The mitzvah is all
along. Uh-huh. The Buta Taina? I don't know. I think the Gemara raises that, rejects it. I forgot already why. The Gemara probably has a hechacha. Why it's rejected. I think the Gemara raises and rejects it. So the Gemara finally comes to the conclusion that the reason, the maskana is that the reason why the machshirin are not dechashabs coming to Rav Lezer, we pass it even by Mila, machshirin Mila are not dechashabs. But even Rav Lezer holds, all the machshirin are dechashabs, but not tzitzis in mezuzah, iboi mafkem l'nichseh. Because it's a chiyuv mitzvah that's not absolute. He can dray his way out of it. If you have a baby, even if you give the baby up for adoption, it's your baby and you're mechuyev to perform the milah bishmini. Shofar, you're bar mitzvah, so there's no way to get out of the mitzvah unless you commit suicide. But anything less than committing suicide was, unless you make yourself into a shaita, so that's suicide also. But there's no way to dray yourself out of the chiyuv lulav, to dray out of the chiyuv of shofar. But the chiyuv mezuzah, all you have to do is be mapke the house and goodbye, and there's no chiyuv. The same thing the chiyuv tzitzis only applies on kafivik dehem. If the beggar is yours, on the talmud shul, you're not mechuyev ben atur. So Tosfos says, you see from that gemara that if it doesn't belong to you, there's no chiyuv mezuzah. You see that rent that is only the rabbah. It's not exactly. It doesn't really say it anymore. It just says if you're mafker it. It says if you're mafker it, yeah, if it doesn't belong to me at all. Maybe rent it is benatur. But that's Tosfos Hechoche, and the Avnei Nezer is so excited. Tosfos is also excited. The Avnei Nezer is very excited. He says, this is a Rai Shein Olei Atshuva. This Gemara is a Hechoche. That in order to be Chayv and Mezuzah, the Bais has to belong to me. If I'm Mafke the Bais, I'm not Chayv and Mezuzah. So you see, if it doesn't belong to you, you're not Chayv. Just because you have Dira, Bikriyas. So that's a Rai that a rented apartment is not Chayv and Mezuzah benatur. I bet the did is that after 30 days you chayiv. So Tosfos said that's only the rabbanim mishum arisayim. That people may think that it's your house. My building belongs to somebody. 24 banners, my building belongs to somebody. The balabas looks like me, has a beard like this. He goes in a suit, a jacket, a hat. Daf yomi man. He looks like me. He looks exactly like me. So how do you? Maybe I own the building. When we stand, how do you know that he owns the building? Maybe I own the building. So I live there. So Mishum Arisayin, Tosfos said, that's why you have to put a mezuzah after 30 days. Same as a Talis Shulo. Talis, it doesn't belong to me, I'm not chayiv. But after 30 days, you have to put tzitzis on a Talis Shulo. So Tosfos says that the Talis Shulo with the Seich HaBayis, after 30 days, it's the same thing. You can easily distinguish. That's it, they're all tiny, yeah. So Rav Nezer got so excited about Tosfos Hechoche, he says, there's a Rai she'ein alei atshuva. It's yesh lodon, you can think so. But that's the accepted opinion in Yeridei. In the third chelik Yeridei, in Hilchos Mezuzah, it says that we paskim that a rented house, the chiyuv mezuzah is only mid the rabbonim. So there they quote, Rabbi Kivega has a tshuva. The Pesach tshuva on the bottom of the page refers to tshuva. Rabbi Kivega writes like this. If you have a doorway that separates between one room and the other, but there's no door attached to the doorway, no hinges and no door, half of the rooms in any given house or apartment have a doorway, have tzuras of Pesach without a door. But that's a machlokes, the Rambam and the Raita. So the Rambam says there are 10 conditions, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Mezuzah, there are asara tenoim, there are 10 conditions that are necessary in order to be chayiv in Mezuzah, and one of the 10 conditions is you have to have a tzuras of Pesach and it has to have a door. Because the Gemara says, they asked someone to put up the mezuzahs, so he said, first put up the doors, then I'll put up the mezuzahs. Why do you have to first put the doors? But the Rambam says, if you don't have any doors, it's not chayv and mezuzah. If you put the mezuzah before the doors are put, then it's tasav alaymeros. The Gemara said, there's a din of tasav alaymeros. Let's say someone just has the frame of the door and he didn't build a house yet. He doesn't have a roof. Let's say he has a house that doesn't have a roof and he puts the mezuzah. So by Shein and Mekure, the Gemara says it's not chayv and mezuzah. So if you put the mezuzah before you put the tikra, then you put a tikra on, then you'll have to take down the mezuzah and put it up again. That'll be tasav alaymeros. So the Rambam learns the Gemara like that, that having a door is one of the 10 conditions in order to be chayv and mezuzah. The Raibit is masing on the Rambam and Hilchos Mezuzah. He says, no. The Gemara said, the Balabas asked the rabbi, do me a favor, put up the mezuzahs. So the rabbi has to figure out whether he put on the right side or the left side. So you have a hole, he has a big home, and the whole labyrinth of rooms. He can go this way, he can go that way. So there are a lot of kolalim to determine which is the tzad yamin, which is the derech kenisa. So one of the kolalim, if you used up all the other kolalim, so one of the kolalim is, does the door go in or does the door go out? So the front door of your house, even if the door comes out, But you know, you're going in from the street into the house. That doesn't matter whether the door goes in or out. But if you have two rooms and there's a door separating between the two, and it's not clear whether you go from room A to B or you go from room to B, B to A, because there are two routes. You can enter the house this way and go from A to B. You can enter the house that way and go from B to A, and it's approximately equal. So then the rule is you go what we call heket seir. The Gemara says you go both at the hinges. What does it mean, the hinges? So whichever way the doors go in, that's the way people go. It's abnormal to have a door that you have to pull out. Here in the hallway, they have doors separating the two halves of the hallway. So on the right side, you have the doors that you have to pull. On the left side, you have the doors that you push in. So the students always, when they're walking on the right side, they switch to the left side to go in. Rather than pull the door, why should you exert effort and energy pulling a door? It's easier to push a door, unless you want to lose some weight. So you pull doors. But if you're not interested in losing any weight, so everybody goes to the left side and they push the door. So that's what's called heket seir. So the rabbi says that's the pshat in the Gemara. The balabas asked the rabbi to put up the mezuzahs. So the rabbi says, you better put up the doors first, because I may have a suffix. That's the whole context of the Gemara. The rabbi said, the rabbi added on a new taich in the Gemara. You have to put up the doors first, because without doors there's no chi mezuzah, will be tasa v'leim and asoi. And if I put the doors after the mezuzah, then you have to take down the mezuzah and put it up again. But that really doesn't say in the Gemara. The rabbi said that's not what it says in the Gemara. Well, just says, put the doors up first, I'll know. Sometimes I'll have to pasken based on heket seir. So first put up the doors, I'll know what to do b'mak mesofik. So that's a machlekes, the Rambam and the Raibit. If you have a doorway that doesn't have a door, and it separates the two different rooms, you have two different hishtamshes. Sometimes you have a gigantic dining room, a gigantic living room, and it has a tzuras ha-pesach in the middle, but the whole thing is wide open. There's the whole gap between one wall and the other is wide open. You just have a tzuras ha-pesach and it has one ishtamshus. You have a dining room table, or you use the whole big room as one big living room or something. So then it's not chayvim mezuzah. Then even the rabbi would agree it's not chayvim mezuzah. It has one ishtamshus. But we're talking, there's a doorway that separates between two different rooms. Clearly two different ishtamshus and two different rooms. And the doorway doesn't have a door, so it's machlekes, the Rambam and the rabbi. So it says the Shulchan Aruch, he put him in the zuzah without a bracha. So Rabbi Kevegi writes in the tshuva, that's if the house belongs to you, Sveka deraisa lechumi, put him in the zuzah without a bracha. But if it's only a rented house, so the rented apartment, it says the Shulchan Aruch is only a chiv mezuzah with the Rabbanon. So if it has a doorway without a door, it's a Sveka deraisa lechumi. So you don't have to bother to put him in the zuzah at all. The Minigolim is not like Rabbi Kevegi. But that's what the Pischi tshuva quotes such a tshuva as Rabbi Kevegi. So Rabbi Kevegi is assuming, like any normal person would assume, like what it says in Shulchan Aruch, that a rented house, the chiv mezuzah is on with the rabban. So Blazer Shach says, what's going on here? He says, there is another tshuva, Rabbi Kevega, not the same one. There's another tshuva, Rabbi Kevega, where Rabbi Kevega writes, why did we come to this conclusion that a rented house is only chiv mezuzah with the rabban? Because it says, achsav tamal mezuzah beisecho, uvisha recho, you need bailus, and schiris lo kanya. The Gemara says, "And after Zvavim and Aleph and Avodah Zarah, Shivus Lokanya." The Gemara didn't speak about mezuzah. The Gemara spoke about Shvisus Behemto, and about feeding truma to Behemus Koyin, about Lasar Bisev El Beisecha. But he says it's the same Beisecha over there as over here. Safma mezuzah Beisecha, Visharechet. Tosis put it together. Tosis put together the Beisecha by Lasar Bisev El Beisecha with the Beisecha by mezuzah. Tosis is asking, how can you say it doesn't apply in Chutz Lo'itz? So just like we say Schiris Lo Kanya, just like we did in the Gemara, we say Schiris Lo Kanya with respect to Lasar Bisev El Beisecha, that the landlord is a violation, not the tenant. It's called Beisecha, the landlord, Schiris Lo Kanya, who adinami, the tenant is not Chayv and Mezuzah Manatar because it's not Beisecha. But Rav Lezer Shach says, wait a minute. That's what Rabbi Kevegi writes in the Tshuva. The reason why mezuzah is only with the Rabbanan by rented apartment is based on the psak that's chivus lokanya. But Tosis said la halacha, and the Machaber quotes it in Yeridah. The Bizman is there. The common practice is the Jewish landlords do rent out apartments to Nochem, knowing in advance they're going to bring in an Avodah Zarah on the Goyisha holidays when a baby is born, when the baby dies. So why is there no violation of Lasavi Sadov Yisrael? So we assume that Bizman is there, chivus is kanya, to be lahakal and anisa deraisa, lahakal and anisa deraisa. So Rabbi Blazer Shach says lahachmer for sure, lahachmer on a sveka deraisa for sure. You should say So we should say that Schiris Kanya by mezuzah, you should have to put a mezuzah from day number one. So why does everybody still wait 30 days to put the mezuzah? You shouldn't have the grace period of 30 days, you should be obligated to put the mezuzah right away. That's Rav Lezer Shach Steiner. Starker time. Yeah, the other opinion of Taisus was that you have to wait 30 days by rented because it's not a dearest kevet, but that's the opinion that was rejected. We don't hold like that. We hold like the second opinion of Taisus, that the 30 days is Mishum Arisayin, Menatari, you never chayv unrented. You never chayv because it's not called Beisecho. So it's only with the Rabbanim, Mishum Arisayin, the same as Talashul, Kol Am Yom Ptura Menat Tzitzis, and Lachal Am Yom, Chayevis Betzitzis, Mishum Arisayin. That's a blazing shach tanya, it's a stark tanya. A very stark tanya.
It's at most Kenyan Paris, no?
Kenyan Paris. You have a Kenyan Paris. Bizmana Gemara, you didn't even have a Kenyan Paris. All you had was a schus tashmish. And Bizmana is that because we follow the machus, so that's the thesis on the top of Chalpala and Beis. Therefore, you have a Kenyan Paris. Kenyan Paris is enough to be called Beis Echo. That's what thesis said, Lahokel. And he said, Deraisa. The landlord is not in violation of the Vistavi Seyed al Beisach because it's called Beisach Shema Tenen because Chiris Kanya, because he has a Kenyan Paris. The Shem Bailim, we don't paskin like that. We paskin like Rabbi Shlokish. That the Shem Bailim is not on the one who has a Kenyan Paris, but it's still called Beisach.
How does this know that you don't need a Shem Bailim for Beisach?
Because the Gemara said it has to do with Chiris Kanya, Chiris Lo Kanya. So that's what the Rabbeinu Elchanan interprets. And the Rosh Hashanah spells it out more Bahar Chove, that the issue was, what's the nature of the rental? When you rent, does the landlord rent you, does he give you a Schusei Tashmish? Or does he give you more than that? He says, Schiris Kanya, he gives you a Kenyan Paris. And if he has a Kenyan Paris, then it's called Beisach of the tenant. Even if you hold Kenyan Paris, Lapke Kenyan Aguftam, it doesn't have a Shem Bar. That's how the Rabbeinu Elchanan read the Gemara. So the Gemara only has three nafkaminas on the issue whether it's Chiris Kanya or Kanya. The one is Loisavi Seyed al Beisecha, the other is feeding Truma to Behemoth Koyim, and the third one is Shvisas Behemto. So Rabbi Kibegir adds on a fourth nafkamina, Mezuzah. It's the same Beisecha, same Beisecha. So if Tosis says that Bizman is that we are Mekel on an Issa, we rely on the assumption that when you rent an apartment, be followed in the Machusa. So the Schiris Bizman Hazeh is Kanya, and we'll make a line, and he said, Deraisa, Ula Savisa, Ve'al Be'secha, based on that Svara. So our Shach says, Allah Hachmarana, on the mitzvah, Deraisa, Mezuzah, for sure. You should have to put the Mezuzah right away. You want to be Machmer, so don't say a bracha. You want to be Machmer, Choshish, but the other opinion of Tosis, we don't pass on the other one. So don't say a bracha, Tov Shloshim Yom, but you should still put up the Mezuzah right away. I mean, Haschinach raises the possibility that if you put up a person wants to do a Midas Chasidus, Gemara says you have a 30-day grace period when you rent an apartment, a chutzlartz. In Eretz Yisrael, Mishum Yishuv Eretz Yisrael, Gemara says if you rent an apartment, you have to put a mezuzah from day number one. But a chutzlartz, they give you a 30-day grace period. So the Menhas Chinuch suggests a chiddush that if you rented an apartment, a chutzlartz, you want to be very frum and you put up a mezuzah right away. So he says it may be a psul of tasav levinos. You may have to take it down after 30 days and put it back up again. So someone showed this to Rav Soloveitchik when he was going through a dini mezuzah. The first he left, I thought it was a joke. He usually loved the Minchas Chinuch. He loved, he told us that he was a rebellious child. When his mother told him to go to sleep, so he used to read books under the blanket. What did he read? The Minchas Chinuch. And he finished the whole Minchas Chinuch before his bar mitzvah. He loved the Minchas Chinuch because he gives you such a heket. He gives kol haTorah kula. Shas. He goes through Shas and Tosis and Erech and Tosis and Tmura. And everything. And Tosis and Nesivis and everything he quotes there. So he loved that as a little child. Gave him such a breath. You know, call it Tarkum. So he loved the Minchas Chinuch, but every so often he would think the Minchas Chinuch was a Galatiana. So every so often he would not be happy about some of his sort. So when they showed him this Minchas Chinuch, he thought that this was a joke. That it's going to be Tasav Lamanasa. Then after a while he got used to it. After 15, 20 minutes he got used to it. He said, maybe it's not so bad. Maybe according to that Tzad and Taisvis, that you need Diras Keva. If you own the house, you live in the house the first day, it's called the Diras Keva. If you rent the house, it's only called the Diras Keva after 30 days. After the Diras Arai, so So maybe that's what he means, that Tasu Lamin Asin, maybe. So, but Shach says, we accept Lahalocha, this opinion of Taisus, that's Rivas Kanyan. Shouldn't be a Sofer, shouldn't be a Sofer. Because the Mechab and Shulchan Aruch, they didn't quote the other opinion of Taisus, that the Chiyuv Mezuzah is the rice and you need 30 days for Diras Kevel. They only quoted this opinion, that rented is only the Rabbanim. There was a great Goyin, the Yaderes, Eliyahu David Rabinovich Ta'omer. He was the father-in-law of Rav Kook. Rav Kook's first wife died, then he remarried. So that was his first father-in-law. And when he died, when the Aderes died, Aderes was a Rav in Panevish, he was a Rav in Nir. And I think when Rav Shmuel Salant was getting old, they wanted to prepare a successor for his position. So they invited the Aderes to come from Europe to become the assistant rabbi by the Eda Haredes in Yerushalayim, assuming that when Rav Shmuel Salant passes away, he's going to take over. And Rav Shmuel Salant outlived him by 20, 30 years. He died after 2 years. Shmuel Salant went strong till his late 90s or something. So the Aderes was a great one. When he died, so Rav Kook wrote a whole Eder Hayakar. He wrote a whole book of Dibre Hesped over his father-in-law, his former father-in-law. So the Aderes wrote many, many, many svarim. Every year they keep on printing more svarim. Because he was the Rav in Panevish in Europe, so that's why when he died, his son gave over all the Kisvayat, cartons of Kisvayat to the Panevish Yeshiva. But because the Aderes was connected with Rav Kook, so they didn't want to print them. Because Panevish Yeshiva didn't want to be connected with the Rabbanut, didn't want to be connected with Rav Kook, it's in America. So years ago, one of the Rebbe's in America's Rav High School said jokingly to the students, what a terrible thing it is. Someone should go to Panevish and walk off with all the Kisvayat and all print them. So the Talmidim, a couple of his Talmidim went. And they walked off with the cartons, but no one was watching. So after 2-3 days, the librarian realized that the Kisvayat were missing. No one was using it the whole time. They realized they were missing. This was years ago. So Rav Shachwa got furious. They started to scream in public, Geneva, Zela, how can they steal the Kisvayat? He demands they should give back everything that they stole immediately. So they made a Xerox copy of everything that was there, and they stuck in and they gave everything back without getting caught. So every year, somebody from America's Rav Yeshiva, one of the yeshivas or another, prints some letters or another sefer. And the Svarim said last year they were selling the running commentary of the Aderes on the Sefer Achinuch. He didn't have a Minchas Chinuch. He lived the same time. So he wrote like Pilpulim on the Sefer Achinuch along the lines of the Minchas Chinuch. And every year they put out something else. And many years ago, 20, 30 years ago, they put out a little sefer called Pnei David. His name is Eliyahu David. Rabinovich told me he had a twin brother. So that's why the family name used to be Rabinovich. And when he was born, there was a twin. So they changed the name to Rabinovich Ta'om. So they printed a little sefer called Pnei David. They keep on printing a little contrasive. So they printed a little conscious. He writes that some people are wealthy and they leave over a lot of money to their children. He says, I don't have any money, I'm going to leave over Midas Chassidus for my children. So he leaves a whole ethical will on how his children should behave. So he writes an ethical will, he doesn't write the ethics, Pirkei Avos D'Gezach. He writes Midas Chassidus and Chumris that he had. Wild Chumris, Ahin, Aher. So one of his Chumris was, he writes that he felt bad, that he never owned his own home in Chutzlors. I think an Eretz Yisrael did own his own home, but in the year Atika. But in Chutz Lord, they never owned his own home, so the Chiyuv Mezuzah was only with the Rabbah. That's what it says in the Shulchan Aruch. The Chiyuv Mezuzah was only with the Rabbah. So he wanted to have a mitzvah mezuzah men ha-Torah. If he's living in the house already, why should he only be satisfied with the mezuzah, the Rabbah? So every month when he gave the rent to the landlord, so he would say, I want to buy the house of Matana Menos Lahachsa. I'll give you back the house after 30 days. And then after 30 days, he would pay rent again. He said, I want to buy the house of Matana Menos Lahachsa. That's called Shalachem for Lulav. So the Shalachem for Lulav, so he said the Shalachem for Mezuzah as well. So that's how he accomplished that he made Mezuzah into a mitzvah deris. Rav Shach waved the magic wand and he made it into a mitzvah. Rav Shach wrote a pilpul. He made it into a chiyuv deris. He said, since we passed him like that Taisus, the Mizman is as chiyuv kanya, so the Mele the chiyuv Mezuzah will be deris. You don't even have to give the rent in order to buy the house of Matan Menos Lachse. Schivus is Kanye Bezman Hazeh. Yeah. Okay, so this is the sugya in the Gemara. Again, the Gemara had a machlekes hatanoim, Rabbi Yehuda Rameir, had a machlekes hamarayim had a paskin, Rabbi Yechon of Ishlokish, where the kinyan peres kinyan adguf dami or not, and the whole machlekes kinyan peres kinyan adguf dami only applies it if the person at least has a kinyan peres. But if he only has chutzi tashmish, doesn't he have kinyan peres, like one who rents an apartment from someone else? So the Marit Al-Ghazi is wrong on two accounts. He said, the Marit Al-Ghazi said, that the machlekes, Rashi and Tosfos, the machlekes, the Rambam and the Ravid, where the chotza haschura is kind of dovish al hefka on behalf of the landlord, on behalf of the tenant, depends on this nekuda, whether kinyan peres kinyan aguf dami or not. So that's clearly incorrect. The Gemara gave a psak. He passed like Rish Lakish, kinyan peres lav kinyan aguf. He can't say it's a machlekes harishon, but he's wrong on another account. It isn't even a kinyan peres. What are you talking in the Gemara? Bismara Gemara. When you rent an apartment, the Gemara says Chivus Lo Kanya. What does that mean? The Pirush Amilas Chivus Lo Kanya. It's not even a Kenyan Paris. It's even less than that. It's only Chusei Tashmish. It's not even a Kenyan Paris. It has nothing to do with the Kenyan Paris Kenyan Guv Dam Yaran. Zman Azeh. Taisa says we follow Din in the Machusa. So the Zman Azeh, it'll depend on Kenyan Paris Kenyan Guv Dam. We assume Schiris is Kanya, so the tenant has the Kenyan Paris, the Palabas, the landlord has the Kenyan Aguf. So now you can say the deal whether the Dovishal Hefker, the Chotzer is Kanya, the Dovishal Hefker can be here for the landlord, be here for the tenant. Maybe the Manazah, the Marit would be right. But talking classically, traditionally, in the old language of the Gemara, Rushanim on the Gemara, before the Taisus changed the Psak, that is Manazah, Schiris Kanya. It's not even a Kenyan parents. The tenant doesn't even have a Kenyan parents.
What type of
Kenyan
is that?
Taisa says that Kasha. The Gemara says with respect to Oino, the Chumash has a din of Oino, there's a prohibition of Oino, then there's a penalty of Oino. So the prohibition of Oino even applies when you're adding a Shirach. You're not allowed to do Oino on anything. To fool anybody on anything, there's a din of Oino. So Oino certainly applies to renting out an automobile also. But the Gemara says that the penalty of Aino, even the penalty of Aino, Shtus, Pachas Mishtus, Yes Mishtus, even applies to renting. So the Gemara says, how do you know? The Gemara says, because Schirus is Memkali Yoimehu. When you rent something, you're buying it for the day. So Taisa says to Kasha, how can it be? But the Gemara said, and Abba Yizor, after as well, the Schirus lo Kanya. How does the Gemara here say that the Schirus is Kanya? So Taisa answers, only Benegeto Aino. Special Benegeto Aino, because the Pasuk repeats the expression, keeps on repeating many times, Kinyan, Kinyan, Kinyan. So it's Marbi, even weaker Kinyan. So there's Exeris. Akosuba Ribuy, that's Taisa's suggestion. Only Benegeto Aino, the penalty by Aino, there you say that the Schiris is Memka Yarmen. But in Kala Tarakula, for all other intents and purposes, we say Schiris Lokan. That's what Taisa says. Other Rishonim say you don't even have to say that. Other Rishonim say you don't have to say that. The din of Oino is not the prohibition with the penalty. The prohibition applies even to Red Hashirach. There's a din of Oino. Oino, the Yisra Oino, of course, applies. But we're talking about the penalty of Oino. So other Rishonim say the penalty doesn't only apply to a Mekach. Not only is there a penalty by Oino by Mekach. Whenever there's a Ktsitzas Damim, whenever you're fixing a price for something, there's a din of Aino. So the Gemara says, Schiris Memkali Yaimehi, it doesn't, not to be taken literally. It's like Taisa says, it's only over here been a get to Aino. But Taisa said it differently. They said, because it says the word Chisim Karmim Kalkonam Yarim Secha. It says the word Mekach and Memkar many times in the Parsha, so it's Marbi, even a lower form of Mekach and Memkar. The other Rishonim say no. They say that the din of Aino even applies when there's no Mekach at all, whenever there's a Ktsitzas Damim on anything. So normally when you have a Ktsitzas Damim, when you're selling something, or when you're renting something, whenever there's a Ktsitzas Damim, so then there's a din of Aino. If you have a shutfus for the Nochri, the whole din of the Bechor Behemotor doesn't apply.
There's no pikuk on that.
Right, but you have to make a legal kinyan.
He also has to have
the... He doesn't even have to own half. The Gemara is an insignificant part. Yeah. He is an insignificant part of the behema of the mother or of the blood, one or the other, of the mother or of the ruler. That's a kasha. The Taisvis and the Shulchan Aruch talk about either making a shutvis akum on the mother or on the uber. So the Nesivis make a kasha. The Gemara always considers the uber a davish lavadam, even though you can feel it inside there. Everybody knows you can feel a limb, but the Gemara considers it a davish lavadam. So the Nesivis answers on Kasha Mishpat, it's only considered a davish lavadam when you're talking about a din that requires a balsam, like you magdish a korban as a shlamin, as an oila, as a chatos, as a pesach or something. So the uber isn't born yet. So even though I feel all the limbs, it's there, it's not called a balchai. Or let's say a woman is pregnant and they took a sonogram and they know it's a girl and I want to marry this man's daughter. And she's pregnant with a daughter, so I give the father a ring and I say, Haribitach mukudashusli. I know it's a girl. You all know it's a girl. He wants to marry her. So the Gemara says, but the girl wasn't born yet. So that's called Davish Lavol Yadam, so the Kiddushin is not Chal. But when I sell property to someone else, the din of selling doesn't only apply to live animals. I can sell a Gemara, I can sell a piece of wood, I can sell a piece of metal, I can sell a tape recorder, I can sell a pair of glasses, I can sell a carpet without anything. So Ashtik Flesh it is. The Uber is Ashtik Flesh. I can sell a pound of meat. So to sell a Shutvis Akum on the Uber, you're selling the Torah's flesh. You don't have to sell the Torah's balchai. You can sell the Torah's a piece of flesh. That's what the Nesivis answers. Why there's not a problem of Dovash Lavali Yerlam. In this sugya, in the Machlekes, Rabbi Yechon Rabbi Shlokish, the Machlekes of Yudah Rabbi Meir, regarding Kinyan Peres, Kinyan Agub Dami, so there were several Svaris Lachalek. And maybe there's a difference. Sometimes we say Kenya Peres Kenya Aguf, and sometimes Kenya Peres like Kenya Aguf. Doesn't always have to be black and white. You always say Kenya Aguf or Lavki Kenya Aguf. Morris says suggests Chilukin. So one of the major Chilukin is developed by the Tosfos in where is it? In Bava Basra Daf Nun Omid Aleph. The sugya appears in a few places. Well, Basi Daf Nun Amar Aleph, Taisus reads it into the Gemara, basically. According to Taisus, the Gemara suggested this chiluk. And if you interpret the Gemara differently, so Taisus suggested the chiluk. So there's a Taisus Nun Amar Aleph, Kosavi Kinyan Peres Kinyan Aguf Dam. A long Taisus goes from Amar Aleph to Lamed Beis. So Taisus there suggests the following distinction. There was one case over here. Father wants to single out one son, so he gives the one son, he has a lot of sons, but one son needs more money than the others. So he gives him his assets, he gives him his property, but the father needs it to live on. So the father gives the house to the son, but he reserves the right to use it. The father reserves the right to use it until he dies. So the father has the Kinyan Peres, the son has the Kinyan Aguf. So that Kinyan Peres is a carryover. Originally, the father had the Kinyan Peres, but the Kinyan Aguf, Akol Bakol Mikol Kol. The father had everything. Then he gave over ownership of the Kinyan Aguf to this single son, as opposed to the other sons, and retained for himself Kinyan Peres. So there's more svara to say there that Kinyan Peres can Kinyan Aguf dami to retain Kinyan Peres, as opposed to, let's say, a girl gets married and she has an apartment building. And the husband knows about it. So when they get married, that becomes nichsei maluk. They didn't assess it in the ksubit. They would have assessed it. It would have been converted into nichsei tzan barzal. They didn't assess it. And the husband knows about it. So that's nichsei maluk. So the Baal has the Kinyan Peres. So that's the case. The Baal never had anything. The wife had everything before. The Baal gets a Kinyan Peres, yesh meyayin. So there's room to say Kinyan Peres lavki Kinyan aguf dami. Kinyan Peres should give you a shem bailim, yesh meyayin. Maybe that's not enough. But if I originally owned the whole bailus, I had the whole bailus, of course I had a shem bailus, it was all mine. Then I give over the Kinyan Aguf to my son and I preserve, I retain for myself a Mishayah, Kinyan Peres, and maybe Kinyan Peres is enough to retain the shem bailus that I had before. So that's the svara that Taisus suggests, and they read it into the Gemara, that the Gemara made such a distinction. Okay. The Gemara made such a distinction. Then the Gemara in Gittin on Daf Mem Zayin Amad Aleph has another distinction. The Gemara says, see, that distinction is within within Rabbi Yochanan, who wants to say that Kinyan Peres Kinyan Aguf Dami, sometimes yes, sometimes no, but we say it's never. Never, so there's nothing to discuss. We don't accept anything. Never Kinyan Aguf Dami. Then there's a Gemara in Gittin, Mem Zayinim and Alp. The Gemara talks about maybe Bikore. One of the Nafkaminas, La Alocha, where the Kinyan Peres Kinyan Aguf Dami, what do you have to have a Shem Bailan for? So one Nafkamina was Yomar Yamayim, one Nafkamina was Shem B'yayin, one Nafkamina was that you have the ability to be Makne. And one nafkamina was about Yerushas, they miknas, they akuzah, they gemara gittin. And then the other nafkamina was maybe the kori. Amocha sadehu leperis. I sell you a kinyan peris in the sada. So you, Makhuyev, have to bring bikurim. Can you recite mikri bikurim? Can you say ha'adam v'orachas adam shenasat ali Hashem? Or he doesn't have a shem ba'alam on the karka. So that's the machlekes of Yechon of Ishlokish. It depends on kinyan peris, kinyan aguf dam yanah. So the Gemara says that even though we pass him like Reish Lakish, the Kinyan Peres Lav, Kinyan Aguf Dami, there are cases where Reish Lakish would agree to Rabbi Yechanan that it is Kinyan Aguf Dami. When is that? So the Gemara says, Hamoiches, if you sell a field to someone else in Eretz Yisrael, is Vancha, Yovel Noyim. We sell a field in the Chutz Lords, there's no din of Yovel. So he bought it Lots Nisus. So he has a Kinyan Aguf and the Kinyan Peres, he has everything. If you sell a field in Eretz Yisrael, is Vancha, Yovel Noyim. So the Lekech only has the Kinyan Peres, and the Moicher still retains the Kinyan Aguf. If the Yovel will come, when Yom Kippur Yovel will come, the field will revert back to him. So he retains the Kinyan Aguf in the field. So the Gemara says, one who buys a field, one who has a stay Mikne, and Eretz Yisrael only has a Kinyan Peres, he doesn't have a Kinyan Aguf. And that's a Machlek Zabiechon Reish Lakish, whether it's maybe the Kori or not. One who buys a field in Eretz Yisrael is Manchal Yevel Noeg. Is he maybe the Kori, maybe the Enikori? So it depends on the Machlek, Zabiechon Reish Lakish. So the Gemara says, even Reish Lakish would agree that the Yevel Rishon, the Kinyan Peres was Kinyan Aguf Dami. The Yevel Rishon, so Rashi and the Ramam have a Machlek, how do you translate the words in the Gemara? So Rashi translates like this: when Yeshua ben Nun crossed over the Yarden, in Chodesh Nissen, when did it cross over? I forgot about it. Soon before Pesach, Moshe Rabbeinu died Zayin Adar, and it's a month later, Bnei Yisrael crossed over the Yarden. So it took 7 years, Sheva Shekav, Sheva Sheva Shechil. After 14 years, then Eretz Yisrael was in the Skatsha, the Kedusha Saaretz, and then, starting from then, they started counting the years for Shemitah. So the first Shemitah year that was observed was year 21. The first 14 years, it didn't have Kedusha Saaretz yet. It belonged to Bnei Yisrael. It was a Yerusha from the days of Avraham Avinu. When Avraham Avinu walked around all the borders, he was kind of Eretz Yisrael. He was kind of Eretz Yisrael. And Eretz Yisrael went down the Yerusha to Yitzchak and to Yankiv and to the Shvatim. It was a Yerusha, he mean most Avraham Avinu, but it didn't have Kedusha until after the first 14 years, Mishav Yisrael Asayar. So the first Shemitah that was observed was year 21, and the first Yovel that was observed was year 64. The first 14 years didn't count, so the 50th year was really 64th year, year 64. So Rashi learns on that Gemara, Omer Abchizde there in Gittin Daf Mem Zayin Amar Aleph, Reish Lakish was Moide B'Yovel Rishon. Before Yovel ever went into action, it's on the books, there's a din of Chumash, there's a din of Yovel. And when it comes to Yom Kippur Shel Yovel, the Saras Achozes LaBalayim B'Yovel. But it was never put into action until 64 years after Mishav Yisrael HaSayyarden. So the first, what if you sell a field in Chutz Lars? So the one who bought it has a Kinyan Aguf, and the Kinyan Peres has everything. It's Latz Misus, it's not going to go back B'Yovel. The din that fields go back B'Yovel is only a din in Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara has a Lashon in the end of Erchen. The Gemara says, if you sell an automobile and Eretz Yisrael doesn't go back B'Yovel, if you sell a television, doesn't go back B'Yovel, only if you sell karka. So the Gemara has a lotion, and if you sell karka b'chutz laretz, that's like metalpolin. Karka b'chutz laretz is like metalpolin. So the Torah quotes the Shitas Agayim that Einish Boy Malak Karkoes only applies in Eretz Yisrael. B'chutz laretz, karka is like metalpolin. It's a lotion on Gemara. Karka b'chutz laretz ki metalpolin. So it's a joke. The Torah quotes the Agayim says like that. He said we don't pass like that. We pass that a house in b'chutz laretz is karka. It's not metalpolin. But there is such an opinion like that. The karka b'chutz laretz dinik metalpolin. So if you sell a house in Chutz Lorets, there's a Kinyan Aguf, there's a Kinyan Peri, there's no Bikurim in Chutz Lorets. A different story. The Din of Bikurim doesn't apply. Bikurim is only in Eretz Yisrael. So So even in Eretz Yisrael, the first 50 years, till year 64, when Yovel went and started to function, no one even was thinking about this, that the sod is going to go back. It says in Chumash, when you sell a field, the Chumash warns us, when you sell a field, you make sure you don't charge, don't overcharge. Keep in mind that he's not going to have it forever. He's going to have to give it back. You're not allowed to sell. It's lost machalitz, you're not allowed. But nobody was thinking of it, because they never saw it in real life, that the field should go back to Yovel. So that's what Rav Chisda says. The Yovel Rishon, until year 64, the din was that even Rish Lakish agreed that Kinyan Peres was Kinyan Aguf. Why? Because the Moicher sold, he thought he's going to have it, the Lekech thought he's going to have it, they all, the Halacha says he's not going to have it, the Yovel Rishon, but no, they sold and they bought, they all had in mind that he's going to have it. He gave it to him that he should have a Shem Bailam. The umdana was that he gave him the Kinyan Peres that he should have a Shem Bailam. So even Rish Lakish agrees that that's Kinyan Peres, Kinyan Aguf Dami, and he would be maybe Bikuri. All of those years they would bring Bikuri. And Yovel Sheni, after Yovel happened, after it once was observed, so then Mikana Lahaba, Rish Lakish holds his din. That a field in Eretz Yisrael, everybody heard already from their parents, from their grandparents, from their great grandparents, they heard historically. Not only a din on the books, it's really going to happen. When Yovel comes, the field is going to go back. So the Moichrim and the Lukuchas, when they sold them, when they bought, they all realized that when you sell a field, you're only selling Kinyan Peres. Kinyan Aguf is retained by the original owner, and the field is going to go back. So Kinyan Peres lavka Kinyan Aguf dam. That's how the Gemara says. So that's how Rashi reads the Gemara. The Yovel Rishon means in the days of Yeshua ben Nun. One who would sell a field until year 64, so even Reish Lakish would agree that he would be maybe Bikori. The Lekech would be maybe Bikori. And Mikami Yelach, Yovel Sheni, after the year 64, Mishnich and Sol Haaretz, so now goes the Machlokes of Yechon Reish Lakish. So when the Gemara quotes the Machlokes, it's Bizman Azed. They didn't live in the first 64 years in the days of Yeshua ben Nun. The Kesef Mishnah points out, you look in the Rambam, in Hilchas Bikurim, the Rambam does not read the Gemara like that. He says, Yovel Sheni means, if I sold you a field, it doesn't depend before the year 64, after the year 64, Mishnichnis and so forth. The Rambam writes, if I sold you a field 5 years before Yovel, and this field never went back to me, it's centuries after the days of Yeshua ben Nun, but I sold you a field, and this field never went back to me. So even Rish Lakish agrees that you're maybe the Kuri, you have a Kinyan Peres, Kinyan Aguf Dam. Once the field went back to me when it comes Yovel, then I sell it to you again, Yovel Sheni, then it's a Machlokes of Yechon Rish Lakish. But every person who sells a field to someone else, the first time he sells the field, Rish Lakish will agree that Kinyan Peres is Kinyan Aguf Dam. The only time you argue is if it went back to Yovel and I sell it a second time. As he read it in the Gemara. That's how he interprets the Gemara. So the Kesef Mishnah says, this is not the way Rashi read the Gemara. Rashi read that it means, Yovel Rishon means prior to the year 64, and everything after that is Yovel Sheni, Shlishi, Revi, Chamishi. The Rambam says, no, Yovel Rishon, Yovel Sheni depends on every Mocha Makeah. If I sold it to you and it was never taken away by Yovel, then even Reish Lakish agrees that you have, your Kinyan Peres is like a Kinyan Aguf. You have a Shem Bible. But if I got it back and I sell it again a second time, so then we both realize that it happened to us, that I took back the field and I sell it a second time, then kicks in the Machlokes of Yechon Rish Lakish. Same Moicher with the same Lokeah. Same Moicher, same Lokeah. That's how the Rambam writes in Hilchas Bikur. Huh? Yeah, that's how the Rambam read the Gemara. So there's one svara lachalek that maybe that's what Tosis and Daf Nun and Baba Basra, and that's how they read it into the Gemara. Maybe you only say King Peres King Yirag Guf Dami Rish Lakish Shita Adichan Shita should only apply to retain the Shem Balam that I had before. But if I give the husband, the girl gets married and the husband gets a King Peres Yesh Miyani, never had anything before. So that King Peres is not enough that Rabbi Yechanan will say King Peres King Yirag Guf Dami. That's one svar the Gemara suggests. The Gemara bounces around that idea. Then the Gemara has another, Rav Chisda says, another makam lachalik between Yovel Rishon and Yovel Sheni, and that's machlekes Rashi and the Rambam. What does that mean, Yovel Rishon and Yovel Sheni? Rashi says, before the year 64, after the year 64, Mishnich Nisil Ha'aretz, and the Rambam says, Be'er V'yimorech HaMakech, you have Yovel Rishon and Yovel Sheni.
Could you have a king of Paris, Loyola? That would be the subject of it. You have two pairs of slaves, they're going to be crazy about it. A single pair is of my God of the other burden of the Lord.
I don't know. I mean, that shouldn't go back to Yovel.
Chutzlars.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Then,
you can have a king paris there.
Maybe only the whole swar is on because there's going to come a time when it's going to go back to the original Balakot.
Because it's not going to be permanent. I mean, the husband and the wife, they're not going to live forever. Either one is going to die, the other going to die first. Someone's going to die first. And over here, it's going to go back to Yodel. Could be. Could be. Then the Gemara has a third Svara Lachalek, Anardav, on Peches and Abeis. Gemara has a third Svara Lachalek. Gemara says, the Mishnah in Baba Basra reads like Rish Lakish, the simple reading of Mishnah. It doesn't matter who died first, whether the father died first, the son died first. So the way we the simple reading in the Mishnah doesn't distinguish who died first. So Rish Lakish derives from that Mishnah that Kinyan Peres is Lavki Kinyan Aguf. That the Bala Kinyan Aguf has a Shem Bailim and is able to be Machne. So the Gemara says he can't prove anything. If the Mishnah would have written Fakiat that the son is giving his father Kinyan Aguf and he's retaining Kinyan Peres from himself, then you have a Raya. But here the Mishnah has a case, the father's going to die, it's going to go to the son anyway. The Gemara thought he only has one son. The Gemara mistakenly thought he only has one son. The Gemara rejects it, no, he has more than one son. He's singling out one son as opposed to the others. But originally the Gemara thought, the first time Gemara thought that he only has one son. So what's he giving him now a Kinyan Aguf for? He's going to get everything anyway later after he dies. So the answer is no. He wanted to give him a Mechayim. So there's more room to say that the Kinyan Peres loved Kinyan Aguf, the Kinyan Aguf that I gave my mentee should be a Bailaman, not Kinyan Aguf. But if it's the reverse case, the son has all the wealth. The son gives the father a Kinyan Aguf and retains the Kinyan Peres for himself, the opposite direction. And the father's not in line to get the Yerushim. The son has children. So his Yerushim I'm going to get. Father's not in line. So maybe the son only gave the father a Kinyan Aguf. And didn't want to give him a Shem Bailam. So the Gemara says, to a certain extent, by the Kinyan Peres, Kinyan Aguf, whether he has a Shem Bailam or not, is a function of what did the Machna have in mind. Did he have a mind to give me a Shem? When he gave me the Kinyan Aguf, did he have mind to give me a Shem Bailam? Or he didn't necessarily have mind. If he wanted to give me a Shem Bailam, the son is going to get the Yerusha anyway from the father. So what's the father giving him? The Gemara thought he only has one son. So what's the father giving the son? The Kinyan Aguf Mechai. The must be he's giving him, he wants to endow him with the Shem Bailam, he wants to give him the ability to sell now. So the Gemara is saying that it depends on what you had in mind when you gave it over. If you gave over the Kinyan Aguf intending you should have a Shem Bailam, then the Gemara says that Rabbi Yochanan will also agree that the Kinyan Peres doesn't detract from the Shem Bailam of the Bala Kinyan Aguf. That's similar to the Yovel Rishon Yovel Sheni. Rashi explains over there, the Gemara Yovel Rishon Yovel Sheni, Rashi explains psychologically. Before they ever saw the Yovel happen in action, so they had in mind that they're giving over fully. After they saw it happen in action, even the Rama may also learn like that, between this Mechon Lakeach. So Rashi interprets it in psychological terms. One could have said, he could have said like Rashi, not in psychological terms. After the Yovel takes effect, so then all the dinim change. The Rashi interprets it psychologically. That's similar to this Gemara, on Peches and Abeis. That there's a mokum lachalek between the various cases. Okay, we'll stop over here. There's an important Tosfos here on Peches and Beis. Tosfos quotes the Gemara's kasha in Gittin, Daf Mem Ches. The Gemara has a funny lashon. Hech matzina yedena v'ragleina. So Tosfos has this kasha halacha l'maisa. They talk about it's important just to know what the kasha is. And then the last five lines in Tosfos are very important. Tosfos has a comment there. Okay, so we'll start tomorrow. We'll start from that. People want to have Chumash or you want to have more Gemara? How many people want to continue Gemara? Okay, that's the right. Okay, so we'll do Gemara tomorrow. Good.
Do I have the Shem Bailam?
I have everything. I have everything. So I have the Shem Bailam. I have the Kinyan Peres. So of course I have the Shem Bailam.
Well, let's see you get rid of me.